A new plan of action has been put forth by the Freedom Forward organization for halting federal contracts with Elon Musk's companies. Sanjeev Berry is with the Freedom Forward campaign. KGVM contributor David Rosenberg spoke with him about the plan that the campaign believes could save American democracy.
What you want to do is go beyond what's being done in terms of stopping Elon Musk, not just divestment and not just protests, but something much more than that. Could you explain that?
Our country as a democracy is facing a dramatic threat from Elon Musk, Bezos, the oligarchs who want to bend the laws of our country and the nature of our country towards their, you know, hardcore capitalist desires. And so we need to make sure that we send a message to sectors of concentrated wealth, including Elon Musk, that there are significant costs to them doing this. And that means that we want the U.S. Senate to filibuster. We want U.S. senators to filibuster any bills that allow for Elon Musk's companies to continue to receive or to receive federal contracts for funding. But there's also an opportunity for cities, counties, and states to ban the purchase of Teslas or contracts with Tesla or SpaceX, which produces the Starlink internet technology, for example, so that we can shut down Elon Musk's sources of wealth, which are ultimately taxpayers and American consumers.
Can you think of any precedent for this in American history in terms of getting Congress and local and state governments to do what you're asking?
Oh, absolutely. One of the most beautiful moments, I think, in recent American history when it comes to changing the behavior of the U.S. government was when people across the United States came together to end Ronald Reagan's alliance with South Africa's apartheid government. And you had such a powerful mass movement that you ended up having a Democratic majority House of Representatives and a Republican majority Senate pass a sanctions bill that blocked commerce and cut off, you know, U.S. trade and commerce with South Africa's apartheid government. So that's a model, but this is more specific. This is targeting a specific oligarch who is trying to destroy and shred the American safety net and the social welfare programs that all of us depend on. And in this moment, we're already seeing a pretty dramatic collapse in the value of Tesla stock, as well as global boycotts and just consumer distaste.
So how likely do you think any legislation would be passed to target Musk in Congress or Republican-controlled Trump Congress?
Well, the key is the filibuster. So senators can block funding for Elon Musk and his companies by filibustering bills that enable him to get that money. SpaceX receives tens of billions of dollars from the U.S. government, primarily from the Department of Defense, but also from NASA. And because of that, Elon Musk is very vulnerable. But there's also an opportunity to make this a broader movement across America, because much of Elon Musk's current wealth is paper wealth that is linked to what people and what the markets expect his companies to make, given his close relationship with Trump. So over the last year, Elon Musk's wealth on paper went up by $200 billion. And so from roughly 200 something billion to 400 something billion, largely because Tesla stock went up, but also because SpaceX was expected to be much more valuable. Now we're seeing some of that starting to collapse, because across Europe, Tesla sales are dropping dramatically because people are quite upset. And here in the United States, people who are concerned about our democracy can go to their city council members, can go to their county boards of supervisors, go to their state legislators and say, we want you to introduce a resolution or a bill that bans our city, that bans our county, that bans our state from buying Teslas or from contracting with any of Elon Musk's companies. So if people start taking this action now, we will send a signal to the oligarchs that there is a heavy price to pay if they attempt to flex their muscle and crush American democracy.
And what about the argument that some conservatives might make that Trump was elected president and he has the right to organize the executive branch the way he wants to, and he's appointed Musk to do this, and so it's all legitimate?
Trump and Musk are engaging in naked levels of corruption. You know, Musk and his Doge flunkies are running around and proposing that some of the different departments of the executive branch, the federal government, switch from prior contracts to contracts with Musk-owned companies. For example, there's the push to move the FAA from Verizon to, I believe, Starlink or one of the other Musk services or products. So this is just naked corruption.
So you're saying it's so blatant, they're not trying to hide it, it's out in the open?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Trump and Musk are engaging in naked corruption and naked nepotism. And what Trump is trying to do is clearly illegal and unconstitutional. The courts have said it all the way up to the Supreme Court. And the Trump administration may unconstitutionally try to ignore those court decrees to the peril of American democracy and to their own peril. But we have a power, and that is the power of withdrawing consent. And we can also shut down the money that's on the table for people like Elon Musk by mobilizing against his companies.
And Trump has used the phrase at times, we're going to drain the swamp. We're going to get rid of this horrible corruption that exists. What's going on there? I mean, does he seriously believe that people are buying all this? I guess his base buys it, right?
It seems like for now, Trump's base buys this. But you're starting to see among independent voters a swing against Trump as they start to see that he's recklessly destroying the federal government while doing little or nothing about the things he said he was going to improve, like the prices of basic goods that people depend on. So the independents are starting to swing against him. It seems like Trump's base is still very much kind of locked into their narrative and experience of him. But here's the thing. The private sector and the political sector aren't the same, right? You know, you can hold on to power for a while with a simple majority of the vote. But if you're a private sector business and you start losing revenue and you start losing sales, your stock value will collapse. And my understanding is that Tesla stock values have already collapsed pretty dramatically. And when that starts to happen, then the investor classes of America start to look at these oligarchs and say, hey, what the heck are you doing? You're destroying our wealth while you go crazy in Washington, D.C. And that kind of backlash by the powers that be against the powers that be is exactly what people can drive by getting cities, counties, and states, in addition to senators, to commit to blocking funding for Elon Musk's companies.
Are you at all encouraged by these town hall type meetings held by House Republicans in which people show up and start yelling at them for cutting government services?
Absolutely. I mean, we're seeing a pretty dramatic backlash across the United States, and it's starting to scare and push Republican lawmakers to figure out how to extract themselves from a situation where, you know, Trump is wildly popular among the voters in his base, but where Republican politicians in Washington, D.C. are facing a huge backlash. So that is there. The question is, how do we intensify this? How do we accelerate it? How do we make the push harder? How do we cause the status quo, the political status quo, to crumble faster? And the more pressure we can bring to bear from more angles at a greater velocity, the more quickly we push back against this and shut this whole disaster down.
So at this point, how widely known is your Freedom Forward campaign among activists?
We are just beginning to launch and share the campaign with activists. People who want to learn more can sign up for updates and get plugged into our campaign by going to freedomforward.org. That's freedomforward.org. And it's a pretty simple process. Sign the statement saying that you support a filibuster on Elon Musk's wealth, and then I will personally get you plugged into our campaigns, because we can bring this down to the city council and county and state level across America. And then that's where we're going to build a groundswell that then encourages senators to do the right thing in Washington, D.C.
And anything else you want to add to what you said?
Even though we are facing a dramatic assault on our democracy, we the people have a level of power to hold elected officials and the oligarchs accountable that we sometimes forget. And if we mobilize and push hard and flex our muscle across this country, we have the power to shut down the status quo. Oppressors and corrupt people and oligarchs, on some level, unless they are using outright violent force, still have to govern with the consent of the governed. And we can completely disrupt that consent and bring this corrupt regime to its knees.
That's Sunjeev Berry of the Freedom Forward campaign speaking with KGVM contributor David Rosenberg. This interview was released on March 14th, 2025.